The Silver Branch by Rosemary Sutcliffe. Historical note. More than 100 years went by after the time of this story before Rome fell, before the last of the legions were withdrawn from Britain and Retupii light went out and the Dark Ages had begun. But already the great days were over. Rome was harassed by the barbarians all along her frontiers, while at home generals fought to become emperors, and rival emperors struggled among themselves for power. Marcus Aurelius Carausius was a real person. So were Allectus the traitor and the legate Asclepiodotus. And so, of course, was the Caesar Constantius, whose son Constantine was the first Christian emperor of Rome. For the rest, the body of a Saxon warrior buried with his weapons was found in one of the ditches of Richborough Castle, which was Retupii in the days of the Eagles. The basilica at Caliva was burned down towards the end of the Roman occupation and later roughly rebuilt, and the eagle which I have already written about in another story was discovered during excavations in the ruins of one of the courtrooms behind the main hall. At Caliva also, Silchester as it is now, there was found a stone with a man's name carved on it in the script of the ancient Irish, and the name was Evicatus, or Ebicatus, which means spearman. 1. The Saxon Shore. On a blustery autumn day, a galley was nosing up the wide loop of a British river that widened into the harbour of Retupii. The tide was low, and the mud banks at either hand that would be covered at high tide were alive with curlew and sandpiper, and out of the waste of sandbank and sour salting, higher and nearer.